Magandang-magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat, mga giliw naming tagasubaybay ng Samut Sari. Ito po si Ate John na nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Siyempre, napakaganda po ng panahon ngayon at talagang summer na. Kailangan magsuot na ng mga spaghetti straps at saka mga shorts para naman makita yung ating kaputian. Kasi nga, winter ay balot na balot tayo. Ngayon namang summer, kailangan ipakita, iladlad para makita ng lahat. Hindi ba, Manay Trini? Magandang hapon sa iyo, Manay Trini.
Magandang hapon, Ate Jo. Yes, of course. Sabi nga ni Ate Jo, iladlad natin, no? Kaya sexy siya ngayon, akala nyo, ha? Hindi nyo lang nakikita, pero i-describe ko sa inyo. But anyway, maayong hapon ka ninyong tanan. Nagdagang salamat sa kanunay ninyo nga pagpaminaw sa atong kada simana nga programa sa radyo. Of course, kinisiman ang Trini. And of course, pwede rin kayo makipag-chika sa amin dito sa istasyon. Ang phone number po natin is 09-815-100. Iyon po tayo. And of course, kumusta na Tita V?
Ay nako, kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Kompleto kami, isa lang pala. Isang pogi at tatlong sasi ang hindi ko ngayong gabi. Ayan po, ay hindi pa nga gabi, hapon pa lang, advance na utak ko.
Mukha na apurado na kayong pumunta mamaya sa Ponson B.
Oo, ayan, at saka siyempre, ang ganda-ganda kaya ng panahon. Kahapon, sobrang init, di ba?
Ngayon
mainit din pero hindi masyado, mas mainit ata kahapon. Ayan. So, marami pong inihanda kaming apat. Samahan niyo po kami at siyempre pa mag-happy-happy po tayo dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio. Magandang hapong pong muli sa inyong lahat.
Well, maganda nga pong po sa inyong mga kababayan. Ito po yung sinasabi ng pogi. Ako lang yung isang pogi dito. Pasensya na. Yung mga ibang pogi na eh. Kayo, ako, ako na sa radio ngayon. So, kamusta na po tayo? At kagaya ng sinabi po ni Tita Birds, ni Ate Jo, and Manang Trini, sobrang medyo mainit dito sa Auckland. 26 degrees po ngayon dito. So, mainit. Hindi kagaya dyan sa mga nakikinig sa atin sa live streaming. Binabati ko na lang muna ang pamilyang nila, paring Eric, si Ma'am Adela, Lai, and children. Kamusta na po kayo dyan sa California? Live streaming po. Marami pong naka-live streaming po ngayon din sa ating sa ating programang Samut Sari dito sa Auckland, New Zealand. And sana po ay maibigan po niyo ating programa ngayon. Tito Birds, may magandang balita.
Gusto ko lang i-share dun sa mga hindi nakakaalam na panahon na naman para sa mga sa nobina ng Nuestro Señor Jesus Nazareno, kasi malapit na ang kapistahan. Nag-start ang nobina noong Thursday and Friday. Ang nagmisa noon ay si Father Mario. Ay, nandito si Father Mario. Nagbabakasyon at siyempre pa may mga mahalaga siyang gagawin dito sa Auckland, kaya natsyempo nahuli siya. Siya ang preside ng misa noong Thursday and Friday sa Balmoral sa Good Shepherd. And then kahapon si Father Gilbert naman, and yung kanina instead na gabi isinabay na nila sa 11 o'clock na mass sa Balmoral din yung celebration, kaya mas marami pong mga Pilipino siyempre, kasi alam na nilang ang mass sa Balmoral ay 11 o'clock, kaya marami po kanina ang nag-celebrate para sa poong Jesus Nazareno. Tuwing gabi po yan, ang alam ko ay doon lagi sa Good Shepherd Paris sa Balmoral, pero ang Wednesday po 7 o'clock ay gaganapin sa St. Dominic's Paris, kung saan doon naka-assign si Father Gilbert, kaya doon po magkita-kita tayo.
Diba ang kasabay yan ang pagdiriwang sa Quiapo, ano, Tita Birds?
Oo.
So, yung mga devotees natin sa Pilipinas ay magse-celebrate din. Mm-hmm. Sa Pilipinas kaya mainit din? I think so.
Ay, oo.
Oo naman. Oo.
Palagay ko nga mas grabe pa ang init doon eh.
Yeah, but di ba tuwing December, January, yung later part of December and January ay medyo yung klima ay hindi naman masyadong mainit kumpara sa mga darating na mga buwan tulad ng Semana Santa, talaga naman napakainit noon.
Mm-hmm.
So, ay dito sa atin, kasi nga tayo ay na-acclimatize na sa panahon dito sa New Zealand, pagdating natin sa Pilipinas ay medyo nararamdaman natin ang init talaga. But nevertheless, hindi natin nalintana yung init, basta makapiling lamang natin ang ating mga mahal sa buhay at siyempre may halo-halo.
Sigurado ko nung pag-uwi mo, naghalo-halo ka.
Siyempre naman, araw-araw yan, Tita Bers. Kumita sa akin yung ano eh, yung chowking.
Chowking?
Oo. Mm-hmm. Masarap halo-halo mm-hmm. doon. Tsaka yung razones. Masarap doon
eh. Aha, mm-hmm. aha. Ay, isman ng Trini, uuwi yan eh.
Oo, kailan ang alis mo
ng Trini? Kagaling na pala niya ng October. Ngayon, January pa lang, aalis na naman yan.
Talaga rin
oo,
naman.
Para ano? Yan.
A lady of leisure.
Oo.
I wish lady of leisure ako, Ate Jo. But hindi, may ano lang, may gagawin lang, ano, medical mission.
Ah, okay.
Parang medical mission, akala mo, charity, ano?
At saka parang ikaw mag-mission.
Yes, ako yun.
Alam ko yata yun kung ano gagawin mo, ah.
Mukhang may pinag-usapan kayong dalawa para sa ang sating niya. Parang yung
hindi
niya.
Hindi
mainit. Naka-boxer ata yan. Boxer mo ang tawag dyan?
Naka-floral kami.
Floral.
Oo, floral sila.
Hindi mainit talaga.
Oh, grabe. Ikahapon nga. Talagang ang pawis ko.
Pumapatak ang ulan.
Pumapatak eh.
Ang pawis.
Iba naman itong floral ni Ate Jo. In love yan eh.
Oo. Oh, in love yan.
Ano? Talaga ito ah. O sige na nga. Para naman mapagbigyan kayo.
Wow. So, meron akong may magandang awitin na ako na iyandog sa iyo.
Oh, salamat, Kuya Cesar. Okay.
Okay. Pakinggan na po natin itong magandang awitin na dahil nga in love ang ating kasama rito. Ito po yung magandang awitin mula kay Darren Espanto. In love ako sa iyo. Para sa iyo na.
Ang iyong ganda
Ayan, at of course, dahil dyan, nai-inlove tayo, may inlove pa rin kayo dahil nandito ang mga espesyal ni Planet Travel. Ibibigay namin sa inyo, ha? Ito po ay Qantas Balikbayan Fare to Manila Return from 879. Ang,
wow.
Ang ending po ng sale nito is until further notice. So you better double check with the Planet Travel phone number. Low season po ito ang travel from now or 16th of January right through to 30th of November. Kaya lang po pa ano lang abiso lang po dito is most of the dates have been sold out. So contact po sa kanila for availability. Mm-hmm. Ang kasama na po nito is of course return economy class airfare valid for 12 months exiting Auckland, Wellington or Christchurch. Now inclusive na po dito ang fuel taxes and of course the applicable airport departure taxes. Ang may $25 po na additional po kayo ililipad ng weekend. Na ang including na po dito ay ang 30 kgs check-in baggage and of course the 7 kgs hand carry. Again, ang seats are strictly subject to availability. Ticketing po nito is within 48 hours of confirmation. Pwede kayong mag-change but a fee of $200 applies for changes made before departure. The refund, if any, will be the difference between the fare paid and the applicable fare for the journey completed. Less New Zealand 500 fee. if you are going to ask for a refund, ayan. Ang no-show po is $600 New Zealand. One stopover permitted in each direction at the cost of $100 per person. Fare, of course, as we know, is 75% of the adult fare. Of course, ages between 2 to 11. Under 2 years old is 10% of the adult fare. Book now or book now through Planet Travel's online booking form or email at reservations@planettravel.co.nz or call them on 0800 11 11 31 during business hours Monday to Friday po yan from 9 to 5:30 p.m. Ayan.
Oh, ito po naman ang pangalawang Planet Travel Special. Number 2, Cathay Pacific Asia Special Fare to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao Return. From $1,049 New Zealand dollars. Cheap airfare from Auckland to Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao, Philippines. Sales end on the 31st of January 2019. Departures from the 15th of January to the 31st of January 2019. 11th of February to the 30th of November 2019. Blackout period from the 1st of February to the 10th of February. Kasi po ano yon, New Year, Chinese New Year.
Yeah,
ang routing po, Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes, minimal travel agent booking and service fees. Pricing is subject to availability, particularly during school holiday periods. Fare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kg check-in baggage and 7 kg hand carry. Ticketing within 24 hours of confirmation, a change fee of 200 New Zealand dollars applies for changes made before or after departure. Cancellation and refund, a cancellation fee of 500 New Zealand dollars applies prior to departure, no refund value after departure. No show, a no show fee of 500 New Zealand dollars applies. Stopovers are permitted in one direction. Only Hong Kong taxes to be collected. Child and infant fare, accompanied child from 2 to 11 years is 75% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. Infant without a seat under 2 years old is 10% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. Travel not permitted on both directions during Chinese New Year, which is from the 1st of February to the 10th of February. Seats are strictly subject to availability. Limited seats available at this price. Use the booking tool to check availability on your travel dates or contact Planet Travel for availability. All availability and pricing is confirmed at the time of ticketing. All prices quoted are based on availability at the moment of inquiry. If you have not held a seat or you do not confirm your booking by the specified time, then the price may no longer be valid and you will need a new booking. All pricing is final upon issuing the ticket. So book now through Planet Travel's online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call 0800-111131 during business hours Monday to Friday 9 to 5:30 p.m.
Ayan, and of course, diretso na po tayo sa ating local news na hatid sa atin ng Planet Travel. Yes, Planet Travel. Crackdown on booze to lessen misery from addictive psychotropic drug, DHB urges. The price of your summer tipple would be hiked along the drinking age under changes wanted by DHB struggling with booze-related carnage and disease. There are 47,000 people who drink hazardously within Auckland DHB's boundary, with more than one in four men in that category. The DHB has now joined other health boards, including Counties Manukau, in endorsing a position statement on alcohol harm. It calls for price hikes, restrictions on advertising and sponsorship, and an increase in the purchasing age. Alcohol is not an ordinary commodity. It is an intoxicant, toxin, an addictive psychotropic drug, the DHB concludes. Alcohol has been normalized and largely accepted by society and causes more harm than any other drug in society. Harm from alcohol is not limited to those with alcohol addiction and dependence, but affects even those that drink low to moderate amounts. The stance adds to growing calls by DHBs to address the environment people live in order to improve their health. Wellington Region DHBs recently called for a tax on sugary drinks. Auckland DHB cited research showing consuming between 10 to 20 standard drinks a week slashes life expectancy by an estimated 6 months. Drinking is linked to liver cirrhosis, cancers, and stroke. At least 75% of assaults between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. are estimated to be alcohol-related. In addition to the impact on health services in the community, treating alcohol-related harm in our hospitals requires significant staff time and resources, including security. Our ED staff often face physical abuse from intoxicated patients and visitors, a DHB spokeswoman told The Herald on Sunday. Other patients are impacted as treatment of patients in less serious conditions is deprioritized so staff can attend to patients with life-threatening injuries from alcohol-related incidents such as assaults. Now, we don't realize the scale of the problem of alcohol, huh? Apparently, there is, just to summarize of what DHB is pointing out, one in five people in New Zealand drink hazardously, like dangerously. 75% of assaults between 9 p.m. and 6 p.m., a.m., sorry, 6 a.m., are alcohol-related. Now, 10 to 20 drinks a week cut 6 months from your life expectancy. Gross. So if you double that, isang taon na yon. Ano ba yan? And 18% of Aucklanders 15 plus are drinking dangerously. So ito naman ang proposed solutions ng DHB. Increase the price.
Ng alcohol.
Oo,
para if you cannot afford it, then therefore you will not indulge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then raise drinking age.
That's right din. Mm-hmm. Kasi kung ano ngayon ang limit?
18. Dapat kailangan ipakita yung ID.
Yes, ay, yung iba, yung malalaki, kahit na hindi pa 18, pag malaking tao, nakakapasang more.
Ang problema,
dapat talaga strict ang mga tindero ng mga liquor store o saan dyan.
Ang umiinom na pupunta sa hospitals are underage, 15 plus.
Yung pinag-uusapan natin sa Pilipinas, hindi dito sa New Zealand.
Ito.
Dito yan.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, local news pala. Sorry.
And then cut advertising and sponsorship. Yung mga sponsorship ng mga alcohol company.
Alam niyo bang tumaas na rin bang presyo ng sigarilyo ngayon? Tumaas ng $2.90.
Kasi yan ang propose ng gobyerno para to cut smoking din.
Dahil isa pa yung smoking na yan. Isa pa rin grabe yan.
Marami na rin, it costs taxpayers a lot of money. Yeah. So, yan po ang local news natin, but it is really everybody's problem. This one.
It is.
Especially alcohol. Especially alcohol. I mean, at least the cigarette also. Pero ang alcohol kasi, ang daming nadadamay. Sigarilyo, sarili mo lang ina-harm mo,
Kasi sigarilyo. Kasi yung passive smoking, halimbawa, sa loob ka ng bahay nag-smoke.
Kung sa bagay, yes.
Kahit pa nga sa kotse lang.
Sa kotse,
kung mayroong bata na, sa pamilya o
passive
kasama
smoking,
sa
ayan. Pero talagang, ang drinking talaga,
ang mas grabe.
Tita V, yung sa daan, ang dami mong nadadamay. Sa pag-drive mo, kasi nagda-drive ka. Tapos pagdating mo sa bahay, mga neighbors mo, pati, nadadamay din. Kasi you are abusive to everybody that you see. Exactly.
Hindi lang yung neighbors, pati kung minsan yung pamilya mo.
Pamilya. Lalo na.
Dahil umpisa ng away yun eh. May nakita lang na hindi
maganda.
Konting
yung masyadong
sensitibo.
Kasi
may narinig lang na isang salita na medyo pumalpak sa pandingig, wala na.
Paano niyo madidinig kung intoxicated siya?
Anong sabi sa atin? Di ba may kasabihan sa
may
atin?
May imagination.
Pag may alak daw, may balak. Magbalak nila, iyan na.
Pag may alak, may balak.
Pag may alak daw, may balak. So, anong balak nila sa kanila na yun. Kaya lang, problema sa society talaga.
That's right.
Ayan.
Pero naniniwala ba kayo yung mga nagsasabing may New Year's resolution? So, I hope yung mga iba dyan
gawing New Year's resolution.
Babawasan mo na.
Ng alak.
Babawasan mo na, Ate Jo.
Ate Jo, ikaw ba e cabinet closet drinker?
Hindi, Tita Birds. Hindi, yung mga masyado umiinom, ito sinasabi, babawasan ko na kanya.
Babawasan na ng alam.
Ang pahinga sa pag-inom.
Babawasan na ang break ng pag-inom. Yan po ang ating local news. Yes.
Ayan.
Bago tayo magkawan, meron kasi yung request sa atin na patutugin yung kay Kenny Roger. Sorry, paring Eric. Maybe next time.
Wala tayong Kenny Rogers right now?
Wala nga. Meron, pero hindi ko alam kung paano ko ipapasok itong gold. Pero next week.
Okay. Sige.
Thank you.
Sorry, Eric, ha? Pero we will keep that on our heads and next week, promise na yan ni Kuya Cesar. Ayan.
At saka Tagalog pa yung version na yun ni Kenny Rogers.
Maraming kumanta dito nga. Marami ang...
Si Kuya Cesar, patutugtugin niya yung kay Kenny Rogers na English. Tatagalogin ni Tita Birds.
Okay.
Ganun ba yun? Translator.
Through the years. Maganda nga awitin nito, no? Tamang-tama kasi New Year. Through the years.
Ayan.
Gandang.
Maganda nga yan. Ano ba yan? How does it go?
Through the years. Yun.
Kayo?
Da-da-da-da-da.
Is it?
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Di ba yun?
Yun.
I think it says, through the years.
That's the one.
Oh, yun.
Is that the one?
Yun.
Yeah.
Yung bandang huli yung inawit ko yun sa'yo sa umpisa.
Sigurado nagtatawa na lang sila paring Eric at ang kanyang pamilya dyan sa
nag-ambisyon pa kami dito sa pasensya na po kayo at
sige po.
Ang gulo.
Anyway, next time patutugtugin natin yan.
Of course, ayan.
Pero abang wala pa yung awitin ni gusto kong pakinggan ninyo itong magandang awitin ni Daniel Padilla. Ito, marami na tayo nito pero nasa iyo pa rin ang lahat.
Yes.
Talaga.
Nasa akin talaga.
Yeah. Kinanya mo naman ang trini. Sana tinirat mo naman ako.
I-claim ko na
kasi
yan.
Kasi mas nauna na sa'yo nag-claim si Ate Jo.
Okay.
So ako na lang ang zero pa.
Next week, ikaw, bigyan ka namin ng chance.
Yan. Nasa'yo na ang lahat. Happy New Year.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat. Minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat. Pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Lahat na mismo nasa'yo. Ang ganda, ang bait, ang talino, inggit lahat sila sa'yo. Kahit pa dapat mang kanino. Kaya nung lumapit ka sa'kin ay bigla akong nahilo. Hindi akalaing sabihin mong ako na yon ang hinahanap mo. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Sarap magmahal pagpanalo, nag-iisa sa puso ko. Di kaya di na pa magbabago. Ako ang pinili sa dami ng ibang medireto. Hindi akalain sabihin mo nga ko na lang ang kulang sa iyo. Oh, nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat.
Ayan, sus, napakaganda po ng awitin ni
Daniel
Padilla. Oh. Talagang kinikilig si Ate Jo.
Parang kay Catherine Bernardo yan.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, kanina naka-live po tayo dito sa programa natin. So thank you for watching and listening to the radio program now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, maraming salamat po.
Salamat po.
Ang guwapo-guwapo po doon ni Kuya Cesar.
Anong mga,
siyempre,
mga,
live.
Anong mga ganap sa community natin?
Nagbalita tayo dyan, Tito Birds.
Uulitin ko, yung fiesta ng Puong Jesus Nazareno, gaganapin po yan sa Wednesday sa St. Dominic's Parish at Black House Bay, alas 7 po ang misa. And you are all invited. Kung gusto ninyong magdala ng whatever, very good. Kung hindi, magdala na lang po kayo ng donasyon.
Yes.
Yan. St. Dominic's Parish po yan. Ang mga hinirang at mga piniling mga alagad na nagpapatakbo ng Puong Jesus Nazareno Fiesta taon-taon dito sa Auckland. Mga 3 taon na rin yata sila o pang-4 na yata taon ngayon. Pinangungunahan po yan ng ating kaibigang Rudy David at marami pa sila dyan. Hindi ko masabi ang mga pangalan dahil baka may mamiss ako. Ayan. Ay napakagaling po ng kanilang samahan at kaya tuloy-tuloy. Yun nga, mag-apat na taon na yata ngayon. So magkita-kita po tayo sa January 9 sa 7 o'clock Queen's Day po yan sa St. Dominic's Parish for our Jesus Nazareno Fiesta. Ayan. And syempre pa po, ang Sinulog Fiesta. Oo. Sinulog Fiesta sa 20th naman po gaganapin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's in 2 weeks' time.
Oo. Sa yes. North Shore Event Center pa rin. And okay. Ngayon po ang ika-25th anniversary ng Santo Niño dito sa Auckland.
Sa Auckland. Yes, malaking mm-hmm. celebration and congratulations to Manong Oscar
and Nang Miriam.
Nang Miriam, Batukan. Of course, mm-hmm. kasi sila talaga ang original na nagdala ng Santo Niño Festival dito, Sinulog, I mean.
Sigurado maraming tao yan.
Maraming mm-hmm. marami yan. At of course, kung kayo po'y gusto nyo makisali, they are still looking for dancers to join the big mm-hmm. festivities. So, punta lang po kayo or just go onto the Sinulog Facebook page or you can call me on 021-191-0508 at ako'y ikukonnect ko kayo po sa mga
organizers,
sa mga choreographers.
At syempre po, mayroon ding Sinulog Basketball. Gaganapin po naman yan January 12 and 13. Ang namamahala naman po niyan ay ang ating kaibigang Alex Andales ng North Shore Santo Niño Group and ano po yan at 2 games I think na Sabado, yeah, 2 games o whole day yan and ganun din Saturday and Sunday pala ilang games ba ito but palagay ko po naman ay dun sa mga hindi pa nakakaalam masisiyahan po kayo kung kayo manunood dahil maglalaro po ang ating mahal na pari na dating kasama natin dito si Father Elric Jorquilla kaya ayan dalawang araw po yan kung ang team niya manalo sa Saturday tuloy-tuloy ng Sunday maglalaro for championship during the day po at yan ay gaganapin sa Kohimarama dating ASB building yun. Ngayon ay Barfoot and Thompson na yata ang pangalan. And dyan ay sa Kohimarama Crescent number 203 ata.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Saan yan?
Mission Bay.
Mission Bay. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oo. Yan.
Yan.
And syempre pa po kasama rin sa con celebration sa fiesta si Father Elric ay almost sure si Bishop Patrick Dan ang main celebrant but and according to some reliable sources parang darating din si Father Ruben Ilago natin. Ang ating mahal na Father Ruben Ilago yes. na naka-schedule sa Sydney. Sa Sydney po siya nagsisilbi.
Babalik siya ngayon?
Mag-attend lang.
Okay. Malaking celebration naman.
Malaking celebration
anyways.
Kasi 25th. And maaaring yung iba ding mga nag-celebrate ng Santo Niño Fiesta noon na mga pari. And kung sino pang na-assign dito sa Auckland, maaaring darating din. Ito lang ang alam ko so far.
Yes.
Ayan.
Mabuhay!
This is Samutsari Philippine News. The DENR issues warning on balloon release events. Releasing of balloons in the air during special events, including funerals, is punishable under the law, the Department of Environment and Natural Resources said yesterday. Ipat Luna, the DENR Regional Executive Director for Calabar Zone, said they have to issue the warning because the practice of releasing balloons during special events is becoming rampant and worsening the garbage problem. The funeral parlor and the grieving family could be thinking that these flying balloons will reach heaven, which is referred to as the final resting place of their departed loved ones. But the truth is, these balloons will just eventually drop on the ground. Could it also mean that the message sent just reach purgatory? Make sure these messages of love will reach your loved ones and not the purgatory, she said. In the Calabarzon region, we are urging local government units to consider the act of releasing balloons in the air, littering scenes. That's really what happens eventually. She said funeral parlors as well as event organizers found engaged in such activity would be slapped with charges. If a complaint regarding this matter reaches our office, like what happened to the balloon drop in Okada, Manila, we can file a case of violation of Republic Act number 9003, Ecological Solid Waste Management Act of 2000. Amid protests from environmental and other concerned groups, and upon DENR's advice, Okada, Manila canceled its plan to drop 130,000 balloons as part of its New Year's Eve countdown. Okada, Manila had hoped to break the current Guinness Book of World Records for the largest indoor balloon drop involving 109,000 balloons.
Now, another news for you guys. A travel advisory will not hurt tourism. Despite travel advisories issued by Australia and the UK against traveling to Mindanao, the Tourism Congress of the Philippines, or TCP, remains optimistic that these will not hurt the tourism industry in the Philippines. TPC President Jojo Clemente claimed that they were not surprised by the travel advisories, but added that they are implementing strategies to address the issues. I don't think it will affect the tourism industry. We haven't received cancellations from the areas of the travel advisory. We received calls for clarifications, but we are here to explain the whole situation, Clemente said. Australia and the UK recently issued travel advisories warning their citizens to be cautious when traveling to Mindanao a few days after two persons were killed and 34 others were injured in a New Year's Eve bombing in Cotabato. Clemente said the private sector has urged the Department of Tourism, DOT, to issue a statement assuring tourists safety in the Philippines. Clemente added that the DOT should also work with the Department of the Interior and local government and the Philippine National Police to assure tourists of the government's security measures. The government is already addressing the issue. Double efforts in marketing other places far from situation. We're not panicking about it. It's nothing catastrophic, he said. But Clemente admitted that it is incumbent for them to explain the whole situation to both domestic and foreign travelers. Aside from Australia and the UK, the US Department of Homeland Security recently issued a travel advisory on the alleged deficiency of security measures at the Ninoy Aquino International Airport. We are a bit more worried about the U.S. travel advisory, even if there seems to be no effect on us a few days after. As usual, many are making inquiries, Clemente advised. Clemente said the TCP is challenged to sell Mindanao because of the travel advisories.
And that's our Samutsari Philippine News.
Dami travel advisories. Totoo yan about the balloons. Going back to the balloons, Ati Jo, ano?
Yes. Nga naman, ano, what is inside the balloons?
Helium.
It's helium gas. Mm. Yes. Okay? Once na-consume yon, of course,
bababa.
Saan pupunta yung balloon? Bababa.
Yeah.
And saan bababa yon?
Sa dagat.
You don't know where, you know? And during yung pagbaba niya, no, after na bumaba yan, how many years or months na yung it will undergo to decompose.
So hindi siya ano, hindi controlled ang disposal niya kasi nasa air siya, no.
That's right.
That's a bit silly. At tapos I don't know what makes us think na during funeral you can let the balloon,
you know,
go
and mga ibang Kapilipino natin, they have this you know, sa kanilang belief ba, you know, that's their belief, you know, we respect their beliefs, but you know, in doing so, yung mga ganon, it's adding up to the environmental issues, di ba?
Totoo yan. Na, well, anyways, so wag po tayong magkalat please. Kung gusto nyo magpa-release ng balloon, i-enclose nyo yan para kontrolado nyo kung saan nyo i-dispose ang balloons. Ayun po. Mm-hmm. And of course, we still have a few minutes. Tita V, may Pinoy showbiz tayo, which is a little bit sad.
Sige nga.
For me. Mm-hmm. So,
for you only. Not for me. Lang?
For our
lahat.
Kababayan.
Oo.
Lalo na kilala natin ito.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. Wow. So, ibigay ko yan sa iyo, Tita Verge, to
share. Huwag kang umiyak, ha?
Huwag kang umiyak.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Hindi naman siya.
Hindi naman. Veteran actor Tirso Cruz III penned an emotional poem for her late son, TJ Cruz, who succumbed to cancer last November. In his Instagram account, Tirso posted a photo of him hugging his late son for the last time. "This was our last picture taken by your mama. And as the year ends, I would like to share this poem that I wrote for my son, TJ. And I pray to the Lord that he gives me a beautiful melody that I might turn it into a song someday. Our last embrace," he wrote. Ayun, naiiyak na yata ako. Tirso's poem told the story of TJ's last days. It began with a veteran actor entering the hospital's room and seeing her son's, his son's smile as he requested his father for a hug. "As I walked into the room, the sweetest smile was on his face. And as he waved for me to come, these words were spoken by my son. 'Papa, come and embrace me. I want to feel your arms around me. Had I known it would be the last, I should have held on longer. I should have held on so tight.' Then came that fateful day, that day we feared would come our way. So many things to do, so many things to say for my beloved eldest son that day. As tears were rolling down my face, 'I love you, son,' was all I could say. 'Papa, come and embrace me. I want to feel your arms around me.' And with his tender, feeble arms, pure love I felt from my sweet son. No pain can compare to the loss that came our way, knowing my boy was leaving us that day. That most tender embrace given to me by my son, I will never forget through all space and time. I now wait for that day when I will be called by the Lord one day. Then once again that smile I will see, and again feel that embrace meant for him and me. And in my arms he will always be, and as children of God, my son and I will remain eternally. I love and miss you, TJ." Oh, grabe, I could feel it.
Yeah, that's right. Kasi being a mother as well, di ba? Hindi lang being a mother, ako rin, although I don't have any children, talagang, you know, yung mga ganyan na mga
instances
talagang maantig yung puso mo.
Ako na experience ko din, I'm very lucky that my Eric is alive, but he went through that sort of lahat kami, buong pamilya. Kasi grabe yun. I mean, we could have lost him. And also to my granddaughter, si Tony, twice it happened to her. But thank to our Father above, nandito pa sila.
Yes, and that's just it, isn't it? Life is so precious, so we have to really value every moment of our time na nasa loved ones makasama natin ang mga loved ones natin. Kasi we are on borrowed time here in
Earth. Oo, totoo yan.
Borrowed time lang talaga tayo. It's just a matter of when, not a matter of how. And what? Mm-hmm. It's a matter of when.
Mm-hmm. Lahat tayo pupunta roon.
Papunta roon.
So, dapat talaga naka-prepare tayo.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
having
right.
said that, hindi natin alam kung anong preparasyon ang kailangan natin. But, of course, first and foremost is tayo lahat mga anak ng Diyos.
Mm-hmm.
Kung ang tatay nating natin, ginagalang natin, minamahal at lahat, lalo na kaya ang ating Ama sa Langit. So,
of course.
Pag sinunod natin ang lahat ng kanyang utos and lahat ng kanyang words, etc., hindi tayo magkakamali. Kung magkamali man tayo, talagang sa atin na yon na maaaring natukso tayo or naggulang tayo sa isang bagay o dalawa or bigla nawalan tayo ng concentration at the time kaya tayo nagkasala o nagkasakit. Oh, I mean nagkamali, yes. Di ba?
Ayan.
Ayan. Talagang naging emotional tayo ngayon.
Magpa-music ka nga dyan.
Okay, dahil nga emotional naman itong mga kaibigan ko, para sa inyo naman ito.
Okay.
Awitin ng Hapo Hiking Society. Kaibigan.
Kaibigan.
Mukhang in love talaga yun. Sorry po.
Ayaw na ay kaibigan ng
okay.
Apo.
Anyway, papunta tayo din sa ating birthday greetings. Okay.
Ayan. Binabati po namin ang lahat ng nagse-celebrate ng kanilang mga kaarawan ngayong araw na ito. Yung mga nag-celebrate kahapon at magse-celebrate bukas, happy birthday po sa inyong lahat. At syempre pa, doon din sa mga anniversary naman, wedding anniversary or ano pa mang isine-celebrate ninyo sa inyong mga buhay. Syempre po, binabati ko ang nag-celebrate ng 20th anniversary today, si Romel and Anna Gansinia of the North Shore. Happy 20th wedding anniversary sa inyo, Romel and Dana. And of course, Mi amiga, mi amor, Min Rose, nag-celebrate naman siya ng kanyang 66th birthday kahapon.
Oh, happy birthday po.
Happy birthday, Min, ulit. At syempre pa, star-studded event. Star-studded, sabi namin, star kami lahat eh. Kahit hindi marunong kumanta, kumanta. Kahit hindi marunong sumayaw, sumayaw.
Bakit hindi? Free world kaya yan.
Oo, ayan. Ate Jo,
lahat po ng mga nagdiriwan ng kanilang mga karawan mula po sa Samut Sari, maligayang bati po. Sana po marami pa kayong birthday na darating. At saka siyempre mga anniversaries o whatever na celebration na inyong meron kayo.
Yes, and of course, from me, Manang Trini here. Happy birthday sa tiyo nako nga naa sa Australia. Happy birthday, Tiyo Eddie Apurado. And of course, tomorrow is Ninyo versus sa Pangatungan's birthday as well. Ninyo, happy birthday sa iyo. And of course, to all who are celebrating something special today or tomorrow or whenever that might be, kahit anniversary, sabi ni Ate Jo, wedding anniversary or wedding divorce, pwede nyo rin i-celebrate yan. Dapat lang. Kasi bakit hindi? Ayaw mo na eh. Tapos na, tapos na.
Ay, salamat.
Good riddance. Good riddance. Bagong exciting times ahead. Ayan. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm listening to all workers of Selvidge Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, to my love Kathy and Aldin, and meron po tayong nakikinig pa sa live streaming, sila family of Eric, sa kay Mom Adela, kay loving wife na si Lai, and to their kids, and also gusto po nating special birthday greetings to Elio Orantes from my stepson Andrew. Meron lang akong gustong ano ba dito? Nawala yung kwan eh. Sa Tita Verse, gusto ko lang batiin yung request nila. I hope makuha ko itong kwan. Anyway, hindi ko makuha. So, happy birthday in heaven. Kasi departed yung father niya. And this is from his loving son Andrew to Elio Orantes. We miss you. Yep.
Ikaw man ang Trini. Meron ka? At tapos ka na.
Tapos na akong mag-greeting. Salam nyo na yan.
Napakabilis ng oras.
Yes. Tapos na naman tayo ngayong araw na to.
What's that?
Ayan.
Nagfe-feedback tayo ah. Ano yan?
Meron ba?
Oo,
may pumapasok.
May pumapasok.
Tayo yun. Tayo
yeah,
yun.
Tayo yan.
Oo, pumapasok. Okay. Ayan.
Ano? Sige lang.
Okay. Nag-i-echo.
Nag-i-echo. Yan. So, Tita Words, ating
ayan, siyempre pa po kami nagpapasalamat sa aming mga sponsors. Walang iba kung hindi ang Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels on West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited, at iba pang mga sponsors. Siyempre po, yun pa lang mga gustong magtrabaho na ngayon kung bakasyon pa, mayroong mga opening na fruit picking, laboring po ito dun sa mga estudyante na walang trabaho ngayong holiday season bago magpumasok. Tumawag lang po kayo kay Tita Verds at meron akong alam sa ating kaibigang ISM New Zealand Limited. $17 yata per hour. Tumawag po kayo sa akin at hopefully makatulong kayo or matulungan din kayo. Maraming salamat po.
Alright. So, sa susunod pong
yan.
Sa susunod po nating pagniniig sa linggo, sana po ay nandyan pa rin kayo. So, magpapaalam na po ako ngayon. ito po si Ate Jo, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Yes, manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan ug sa kanunay. Nagpasalamat, of course, sa pirmi ninyo nga pagpaminaw sa amo. At cozy manang Trini saying, love yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth, everybody. Bye for now. Until next week.
Sa lahat po ng mga listeners po namin, sana po ay lucky po tayong nakikinig dito sa ating programa every Sunday dito sa 104.6 Planet FM. At sana po ay bigyan po tayo ng Panginoong Diyos ng magandang linggo at maging maligaya ang lahat. Salamat po!
At siyempre pa po, si Tita Verge, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat. Maraming salamat pong muli sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig at pagsubaybay dito sa amin sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program. Magandang gabi pong muli.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just getting old, it's been rocked and sore.